Oh, yeah, it'll bite you. No, I haven't had it out in a while. As a matter of fact, my son was over a couple nights ago, and first thing he did is ran back there and pulled it out, drooling over it, saying he's been daydreaming about getting it out again. We haven't had it out in a while. And, you know, then we got to talking about all the old. I've got a combination. I've got several old military pieces, and I got a gorgeous Enfield, and I set out to buy the guns of my forefathers was kind of my plan, and my dad had an 03A3, and it would have been a Remington after serial number 3.3 million, one of the ones that was specifically pumped out at the beginning of World War II and put on ships. And I found one right in that, you know, a Remington 03A3, right in that serial number range. So this would have been exactly the rifle my father would have had. And now he was Navy, he was a pretty good shot, and they had him on, he would be shark patrol a lot, or if they had to go shore, you know, he'd have one. So I got that, and, and then I got my grandpa's gun, and I got real lucky there, the Enfield I found. He actually was, hold on a sec. My grandfather was in the Ohio Volunteer Infantry in 1914, and we didn't mobilize for World War I, but he was, you know, Irish boy, and he wanted to go fight the Hun. So they gave him an honorable, he was on his second tour with the OVI, and they gave him an honorable discharge so that he could go sign up with the Liverpool Irish. And he was in 1914, he was fighting with the Liverpool Irish, World War I. He's at Somme and a few other of the great battles. So I got a gun that likely would have been the one they would have handed him. I found a 1914 LSA London Small Arms, you know, so it's just a gorgeous piece. I was so lucky to fall into it. And it would have been almost exactly what he would have been handed, you know, as a young man hitting the fields in Europe there. Anyhow, so I never had anybody that was a grant, right? You know, nobody in my family, maybe my uncle, who is a post-World War II kind of like, you know, the, what do they call the forces afterwards, you know, maybe, but I had to have a grant, right? How can you have an 03A3 and an Enfield and not have a grant? So, and all of them, boy, it's a tough call. You would think the grant, hold on.